This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Cleveland, Ohio, the leader of the state's largest Islamic mosque goes on trial next week. Fawaz Damra is accused of hiding his links to terrorist groups like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad on his citizenship application. If convicted, he could go to prison and be deported. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
Fawaz Damra has been a respected member of Cleveland's interfaith religious community for over a decade. He's known for fostering cooperation among area Muslims, Jews, and Christians, but he admits that as a young man, his radical views would have kept him from such affiliations. In an interview 2 years ago, the 41-year-old described how he saw himself when he first arrived in the U.S. from Palestine in the 1980s.
Coming to this country to express his anger and frustration with a country that offered freedom of speech and so forth, and he did that. And unfortunately, while he's doing that, he did use a racial slur that did not comply with the Islamic teachings nor with the civilized standards in any country.
Damra is referring to anti-Semitic remarks he made in 1991. His comments imploring fellow Muslims to contribute money to kill Jews were caught on a grainy videotape that surfaced shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Many religious leaders in Cleveland were stunned by the cleric's statements. The Anti-Defamation League's Betty Sue Foyer says Damra's eventual apology fell flat.
It came off sounding not sincere, and as a way out of what was becoming a, you know, just a firestorm through the community.
But Damra and his supporters say since those remarks were made a decade ago, he's mellowed from angry radical to compassionate cleric. This past weekend, Damra smiled easily at a small group gathered for evening prayers before leading the service. Mosque elder Haider Alawan says the congregation recently voted overwhelmingly to back Damra as he heads to trial.
We feel confident that he'll be able to, you know, show that he is not connected in any way with any adverse groups. It'll show that, you know, he was supportive of his people back in Palestine.
But Muslim civil rights groups fear that support of Palestine is being used against Damra and other Arab Americans. Jad Humaydin, with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says Damra's case is similar to several around the country that charge high-profile Muslims with crimes based on slim or questionable evidence.
This is not only an attack against the Muslim leadership, but really against the Muslim community in general.
Humaydin worries that Damra could have to defend himself against secret evidence collected under the conditions of the Patriot Act. Former federal prosecutor Jeffrey Murren says the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, amended by the Patriot Act post-9/11, is allowing prosecutors to gather evidence without revealing their sources. That keeps defendants from challenging those sources. He says such evidence could and should be used in Fawaz Damra's trial.
We should feel gratified that our law enforcement agents are working proactively to use this kind of information to prevent future attacks.
But Damra's defense attorneys have raised challenges to the way the prosecution has collected evidence. Late last night, the judge threw out prosecution evidence that was collected during a search of Damra's home. And later today, the judge is expected to release another ruling related to prosecution evidence collected under FISA. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.